This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The new album Echo from Maya Sharp. This is Maya Sharp's fourth album, but mostly she's made her living writing songs for other performers. Cher recorded a Maya Sharp song. So did the Dixie Chicks.
Not a night goes by, I don't dream of wandering through the home that might have been.
And Bonnie Raitt has recorded three. Maya Sharp says having Bonnie Raitt cover her songs was her dream.
It was kind of the holy grail of songwriting. And apparently I had been kind of on her radar for a while. I didn't know this until we met in 05. And on her record, Souls Alike, she sang a few of my songs on that. And it just, you know, the validation of that. I was such a fan of hers. And then she comes forward and says that she's a fan of mine too, and then sings the hell out of these songs. It was amazing.
Well, Bonnie Raitt is featured on one of the songs on your album. This is Death by Perfection. Tell me about that song.
It's trying to appreciate the imperfections and maybe even celebrate them and be okay with something just being what it is. And there's no need to change it if you love it.
Used to be so innocent and wild, with the light all its own. This tragedy could have been avoided if they just left it alone. No, they took something beautiful, straightened the curves, and they filled in the cracks.
It felt like the right palette for Bonnie Raitt vocal on it, and she came in, and I had a melody ready for her, and I sang it to her, and she's like, okay, well, let me just kind of warm up, and she sang something else.
I'm floating wide open to rejection. It doesn't sound so glamorous, I know.
And she's like, okay, so sorry I didn't quite sing your melody. How do you sing that? I'm like, don't ever sing what I sang you. Sing what you just sang, because it blows away mine. So she just owned it, as she always does. It's also, you know, quite a relief to meet somebody that you think so highly of and then realize that they really are a really good human as well. You know, how sad would that be if it was a bad experience? But it's been wonderful.
When I first shook hands with John Q. Lonely, was sitting in a room.
The song John Q. Lonely. Tell us about who you're imagining this man is. He's turning 50. He's home alone with a cupcake.
Well, you don't find out until the end that he has lost in love. But his attitude is, why would I ever want to go there? Who even needs that? I have everything I need alone. What could I love more than my freedom?
You see, people like you are never complete without a ring on your finger, a dog at your feet, a house on a suburban street named after a tree. Not me.
And you don't find out until the end that he's only thinking this because it didn't happen for him in the past. And I feel for this guy. I'm happy to say that I don't feel like him.
And I keep thinking about that first line, which is, when I first shook hands with John Q. Lonely.
Well, I figured that I had to meet him in order for me to write a song about him. It just felt like more of a personal encounter.
The last song on the CD, The Girl on Her Way, is just you and piano.
Yeah.
And it's a really poignant, crushing song in a way about expectation and people who are expected to do great things and maybe fall short.
Well, this album, of all of my albums, I feel like it has the most truth in it. I feel like there's some truth in every song. The last song is the truest of all, but I feel great having written it and gotten it out of my brain and my stomach and onto the album. It's really the most cathartic song that I think I've ever written.
How long can she be the girl on her way before she's just the woman who never got there? How far can she ride the dream of someday?
I've been hovering under the radar for a long time now. My first record came out in 1997, and I've seen a lot of close calls, a lot of them.
Seeing everything that almost came, every spark that never made a flame. Are they saying what a star or what a shame?
There was a tour about 2 years ago where I heard it, I think, three nights in a row. Portland, Maine, and upstate New York, and Pittsburgh, and it was like, oh, wow, you're on your way, you're on your way, you're on your way. And like, yeah, okay, thanks. But it's time to arrive, I think, and there's something about this record, the whole vibe surrounding it, this is more of an arrival than an on the way, and so it felt right to finish the record out with that.
Oh, 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 oh.
Maya Sharp, her new CD is Echo. This is NPR, National Public Radio.